Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In closing with Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, I want to plug that here in the 3 or 4 minutes we've got with you. But first off, where do you see the market going in the short term? And then where do you see gold and silver? I mean, gold and silver obviously are both exploding again today. When do you think they'll hit a thousand, Bob?
Well, I think it's not far away, probably in the fall, maybe even before that. And probably next month is a good bet because it's very strong, even though it's been banged around today, but it was up yesterday. And I see the stock market continually lower. It's going to be under tremendous pressure. The earnings aren't there. There's all this bad news, and it's got to soak into the heads of money managers, and they got to be withdrawing from the market. And so I think that's the course. People should be out of the stock market. If you have money in banks and you want to move it, and you don't want to go into gold and silver assets, then you can always buy Swiss franc government bonds, the strongest currency in the world. And there are ways to avoid getting in trouble. You email us, we'll tell you what to do. We don't charge for it, and we don't have any monies that we receive from anybody other than the subscribers. And so with that said, I think that a lot of you have a lot of questions, particularly in view of your bank accounts, and I think it's better to be out of there. And we've been doing that for some time.
What would you do if you were a business that, say, takes $100,000 a month to operate, and you just need the bank because that's how you pay your employees and pay for stock and pay for things, and you know, you're not a business that makes a lot of money, you know, that doesn't have a huge margin, but you operate, operation takes up most of your funds. What would you do?
Open up 3 different bank accounts, the one you have and 2 others, and split the money up 30-30-30. Approximately, and you'll have to, you know, operate with 3 bank accounts.
Well, that's what we're doing, and it's a nightmare with the InfoWars operation with 15, 16 employees, about to be about 22 employees, because we're just expending all of the funds we have in the fight against the globalists. We don't operate as a business to, you know, run around and wear fancy clothes, folks. It's about defeating the globalists, unlocking minds. But I tell you, it makes business hard, having to do this because the banks are so unhealthy. In fact, one of the banks we have a little bit of money in for the business is one of the ones now that they say is bad. But of this list of 200 banks they're talking about, most of them are, quote, U.S.-based consumer banks. And it's bigger banks that are involved in all the fraud that are gobbling them up, Bob.
And that will continue to happen. Just take Walkover as an example. It's not going to go under. If they don't come in and rescue it, then the alternative is to merge it with somebody else.
Oh, that was my final question. That was my final question I forgot to ask you, Bob. They're not giving people their money. They're telling most of them go away at the IndyMax. Now, the government could clearly have the cash and give it to them or give them cashier's checks. Are they wanting to make it look worse?
No, I don't think so. I just think that bureaucracies move slowly. And if they don't have the money, then, the FDIC will get the money to them. I don't think getting your money is a problem. But why go through the hassle? You know, move it out before your bank has a problem. And, you know, banks are just not safe places anymore.
Well, if it's...
And neither is U.S. government paper.
Well, I was about to say, even if your money's out of the bank, it's devaluing in the safe.
And that's why I recommend gold and silver-related assets, which are appreciating, and Swiss franc government bonds, which are a stopping-off place.
Okay,
and
folks,
we can get you a broker to buy them and help you and everything else.
TheInternationalForecaster.com. Fire out the phone number, Bob.
800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And the email is international_forecaster@yahoo.com.
Bob, thank you for spending time with us.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's a fella who has been here in town, I don't know, I've known him 5-6 years, maybe longer now, time just flies, maybe 8 years. He goes by Freeman, Freeman Perspective. He has a local TV show, also does an online radio show. He's made some documentary films with Tex Mars, and he's really studied the New World Order, but also their subliminals, their brainwashing, their mind control. I want to talk with him today about the elite's mindset, their belief system, what makes them tick, and the type of planet they're trying to set up, they're trying to create. And we'll get into the mind control, a whole bunch of stuff for an hour and a half with Freeman, and we'll have him back up in the near future for a little bit longer. We will not be streaming live on the web in the fourth hour today, as we've been doing for the last 4 months. That's why I'm about to move into a bigger office and get extra board operators, because my one guy trained to work all the computers and do the live streaming has the flu right now. So that's why we're moving to a bigger office, because this place just has no more room for more people, and I got to get backup folks. But we're going to tape it and then upload it, and it'll be on the web for you in the next few days. I guess it'll be the old-fashioned system where our info warriors at Nuff Shed and YouTube channel and the Alex Jones channel and the Gatekeeper Invasion and all those great folks can do the old-fashioned deal of putting images up over the hour-and-a-half interview. I know that's tough on them. They've really appreciated the fact that we've added video to most of our interviews. Because what we do for PrisonPlanet.tv members is when we have guests in studio, whether it's the first hour, second hour, third hour, fourth hour, which we have every week, we will have live cameras on myself, them, a document cam, a video feed cam, like 6 different feeds we can have. for you, all mixed live and sent out to you, and then also archived for PrisonPlanet.tv members. But then we also tape other interviews behind the scenes, extras, the weekly TV report, the Sunday show. We also put those on the web for you, so this will be put up on the web for PrisonPlanet.tv members who then slice it and dice it in every which way and put it all over the web, which we love. The PrisonPlanet.tv members don't just get it in higher quality. More importantly, they support us to be able to pay for the staff, the cameras, the equipment, to then get it out to people on the web. So you're providing the seed money. And I love the fact that our members understand this. This isn't a thing of, hey, we're members and we pay for it and everybody else gets it for free. That isn't what it's about. It's about you provide the seed money by being PrisonPlanet.tv members that allows us to do everything we're doing. And you get first exclusive viewing of it in higher quality, better downloads, you know, 10, 15, 20 times better than YouTube and Google. And a lot of stuff is on the site that never ends up on the web, too, which is actually to my chagrin. My goal is to get it out to people. But I just appreciate the PrisonPlanet.tv members because without you, we couldn't fund this operation. And we really do appreciate all of you out there. You know, we've gotten 7 servers, 2 CDNs. We're almost never down. When it rains, it pours. We have one of our big servers down today because of a network problem in Chicago, not our server itself. Some of the PrisonPlanet.tv stuff is down, but just for a few hours. But because it's redundant, a lot of it is up because we've got it on 3 different servers and 2 CDNs. So we're trying here. We're trying to do our best. And as the economy goes to hell in a handbasket, stuff's going to get worse. And so we're not a greedy corporation that tries to maximize profits. I take any new money that comes in and put it right back into the fight. That's why I'm getting more servers. That's why we're getting an extra IT guy on top of the people we've got. That's why we're going to hire another video editor. That's why we're going to hire more webmasters. And please don't flood us with resumes. We got to get in a bigger office, get set up there in the next month. We're moving in the next week and a half. We're a small operation. I wish we could move quicker. We can't. We move at light speed compared to other Patriot groups. And that's why your continued support with your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships and buying the books and DVDs on the website and calling the toll-free number to get them, like Truth Rising, that's what makes it all possible. I tend to get all these guests up on air and then never even plug my own books and videos, which not only support us, that's secondary. The fact is they're waking people up. I mean, Truth Rising is a cinema verite masterpiece. It is so well done. It really reaches people who are unreachable, we're finding. And I frankly don't want to sit here and talk about myself and my film all day. I just want you to get it, and I think you're going to have the same appreciation for it on DVD and make copies of that and get it out to people. That's the best way to do it. Or we have it up there on DivX for quick download and burning to disk that plays on most DVD players. It's not DVD quality, but it's getting close. Put ourselves out of business here if this continues. But that's pretty much our mission. Believe me, folks, I want to go live on a ranch and run cattle and if you want and have a big garden and look through my telescope at the stars and, you know, go rock climbing and go deep sea fishing. I mean, I am not into status and power and trinkets. I wish we could defeat the New World Order today and I could just fade away. That's why my new film, I'm making with Burmese is the director. Alex Jones is an in Fabled Enemies. That's a real pleasure, by the way, for me. I'm not in Fabled Enemies. Though folks wanted to stick me in it. I'm hardly in Truth Rising. Because, you see, I want to recede. I want to see you be leaders. I want to see you be champions. I want to see you take the field in the InfoWar. I know there's people out there listening right now that can make films 10 times better than mine. I saw some criticism of Truth Rising. Well, then you make a film. And I don't mean that as a smart mouth. No, let's see you do it. I believe you can do a better job than I did. I know I've gotten to be a better filmmaker making 19 films. I mean, I'm pouring myself out for you because I know that's how I save myself. He who tries to save his life loses it. He who gives up his life or is willing to do it gains it. And I know we are in a life and death situation. And consciously letting that burn in really gets your head screwed on straight. You're not worried anymore how you look or what people think of you or a piece of grandma's china breaks. And even though you're sentimental, you're like, hey, life ends. You know, even people die. You know, 1,000-year-old trees die. We're all going. You know, suns burn out. I mean, you know, I'm learning to turn loose of things. I've even had to come to grips with that my children are in danger in this fight. And I love them more than I love them before, But I realize that the fight is even greater than them. It is a full commitment, ladies and gentlemen, a full commitment. Now, speaking of funding our operation, there's a win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win situation. You get gold bullion, silver. Well, it isn't really gold bullion. Gold bullion is just raw gold coins. These are collector coins at bullion prices. Silver coins that are collectible at silver bullion prices. And it's a commodity that's only going up. I mean, I can't see it going down. Who knows what will happen in the future? I know the dollar is being devalued. And your purchase of these metals, I think Teddy says got like a 3% markup. He offered something on money that didn't even have a markup to even pay his brokers. He lost money on that to pay his employees who are metals experts. The point is, Ted is doing this to introduce you to it, that you can really physically own gold and silver. And Ted was actually on business, and I called him back to the office today. And I said, no, I want you on again today, Ted. You put your entire savings from other companies into this network and almost went bankrupt twice. Ted still dumped all his money into it, sold a house he owned to do it. He kept it afloat. Now it's stronger than ever, bigger than ever. That was years ago. We almost went under. Nobody knew about that at the time. Ted held it afloat, and he deserves the support now. But that isn't even the reason to get the gold and silver. It is that these are great deals, and Ted has week-and-a-half, two-week delivery. He has this stuff in hand now. He has to get your check. It has to clear, then he ships it to you. I mean, folks, Ted does it in immediate turnaround. A lot of the other gold brokers and people don't do that. Ted Anderson, things are continuing to unravel. Gold is gyrating up and down. People need to move in and get it now. What are you offering it for today?
Well, right now, Alex, we have the British sovereigns. Currently, right now, the British sovereigns are at $286. We also have the franc coins that are $212. The walking Liberty halves, I can't say it enough. Silver being the short supply that it is, and that I couldn't even deliver it here just a few months ago. That is such a great buy at 202 per roll of 20. You simply should be getting involved in the precious metals. I mean, come on, let's face it. We have Indie Bank with people standing in line. It's gone all the way throughout the entire world. I mean, getting all the way to Australia, to affect their economy. The world right now is in big trouble. I wasn't here to hear your first part of your show, but from what I understand, you had an economist up there. Most everybody's agreeing right now, even Bloomberg, that gold and silver prices are going to go up. Bloomberg calling for, what, $3,000 gold. I mean, that's crazy. These people are stock people, not gold and silver bugs. And I have to say it myself. I mean, anybody that's sitting in the United States dollar right now looking at the economy, you have to be nervous. And, of course, if anybody is a resident of the United States, they're all affected by this. And just think, if you had more than $100,000 sitting in a bank account at Indy right now, you wouldn't have anything coming back to you. There's no disclosure on fractional reserve banking and what the risks are when you put your money in the bank. They just promise that you're going to get your money back, and it's insured by FDIC. FDIC is a U.S. government agency that, you know, will be bailed out by the Federal Reserve System.
But it's only got $53 billion in it.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, Alex, they're going to cover every last penny they have to, because they're obligated to. And they're going to look to the Fed to print money to give it to them through the purchase of U.S. Treasuries. And that just dumps money into the system and waters down the money supply we already have. And we've been dealing with too much of that already. The United States dollar is dropping. It's reflecting in oil prices, grain, gold and silver, everything that's out there. Anybody that has any sort of education at all and can understand economics to even the simplest degree can understand that if you add more money to the system, the prices are going to go up. It's what causes inflation. And we're experiencing that now, live, as we speak. And that's why the precious metals are a good buy at this time. It's a much better store of wealth. If your bank closes down and you have some gold and silver in your hands, it doesn't matter how bad things get. You've got something that's of value.
I absolutely agree with you, Ted. I want to hold you over. I want to talk about what's happening in Australia, read a few news articles on what's happening on the economy in the next segment. Then we're going to have Freeman in here. You've never heard Freeman. It's like Tex Mars and Jordan Maxwell and David Icke all rolled into one. He's coming up, done some great research, made some great films, and we'll be talking to him in studio coming up after the bottom of the hour in T-minus 12 minutes is when we're going to be coming out of that break. Final segment with Ted Anderson. Then I got a lot of other insane news as well. hey, you're not an environmentalist, you're going to have to ride on the back of the bus. I'm not kidding, we'll cover that too.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We don't pull any punches. We tell it like it is. There are no sacred cows here. Our guests come on and they can talk about whatever they wish. And we go right to the heart of the matter. A scientific planetary dictatorship setting up world government. And you better believe it, I believe in gold and silver. I was pitching silver when it was $7 an ounce. It was $5, but I got in, really started pitching, it was about $7. I've been pitching gold since it was $264, $265 an ounce. I've been buying a coin here, a coin there, since it hit about $300. And, ladies and gentlemen, gold is up this morning, then down, then back up. In fact, I meant to check that earlier. Bottom line, Ted has gold locked in at what price, Ted?
Right around 960, and we've seen 981 today. So it's a good buy at this particular time, no question about it. Plus, also, with the problems that we've been seeing, I mean, you just heard Bob Chapman yesterday. I can't explain it any better than that. I mean, right now, every time the United States runs into trouble, the Federal Reserve System has to come to the rescue. And that just means more money being printed and dumped into the system. Given time, anybody that buys a commodity that's outside of the United States dollar is going to find that they're going to be better off a few years down the road than when they originally purchased it.
Could you believe the Federal Reserve claimed that in the last month there was 1% inflation? I mean, increase. Give me a break, folks. You've seen a doubling in fuel prices in the last year.
Yeah. You know the statistics that they're giving us. I mean, when they said that they're no longer going to publish their money supply statistics, you know, they're lying to us. You know, they want to make it look rosier than it is, and it's just not. People know that.
Absolutely, Ted. Getting into, I mean, I see all the analysts, the mainstream analysts, talking 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 ounce gold. I don't think any of us know what's going to happen with gold. I mean, all the evidence points towards going straight up, but we don't have crystal balls. But we do know the dollar is continually sliding. We know it's losing value. And when the yuppies and know-it-all and trendies, who know all about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, but nothing about the Republic, when they find out, and I'm starting to find some of the dumbest people I know are finally starting to figure out the dollar's dropping even without the media, that lets me know that we're getting really into dangerous waters.
Well, Alex, in my experience, I was expecting some real big things here this fall, and it's coming this summer already, and that just means it's going to get that much bigger this fall. There's just things that are happening that you just wouldn't believe could be possibly true, like these big banks that are failing. It's hard for me to comprehend what's actually really going on in the economy, and I'm an economist. It's just, you know, it boggles my mind that we're actually looking at a depression. Who would have ever believed that could happen? I would call 1-800-686-2237 and ask for the deals. Even if it's something small that you can't do a whole lot, that's fine. If you want to have more literature, that's okay too. But, you know, start doing something about your financial affairs now. Well, you still can, because paper might not buy gold.
Well, folks, you're probably going to hear Burmese a few days next week, and I love doing the show, and I got a lot of passion, and I know you want me to be here. Burmese, though, while he's still in town finishing this film, is one of the few people that can sit in here and do the show, and frankly, I think he's the best we've ever had sitting in. So while he's still here for the next month and a half, you'll hear him sit in, but that's so I can go get this company in order so we can weather storms. Because, I mean, I'm so busy fighting the New World Order, making films, trying to move into a bigger office and all this, that I don't even have time to take care of myself. I mean, like, go in and get my yearly tooth cleaning or get my hair cut. I'm looking like a hippie over here. And that's how dedicated I am, but I've got to start thinking about myself, too. I mean, we get comfortable, especially those of us that aren't into our finances and money, those of us that just want to go fishing in our off time, not prance around in jewelry like a lot of these effeminate men do. We still have a responsibility to think about our money, and I only pitch what I believe in. You know, God, you know, gold and guns, and I know these are good deals Ted's offering you, and I believe gold's only going to go up, and it has been, and I told you, remember 2 weeks ago when it was 860, get into it, it's about to go up because of what I saw with the banks. Now, it happened sooner than I thought, and it's worse than I thought. You know, we had a big analyst on today, another top economist, saying year and a half till total depression. Bob and others are saying 2.5. Look, I don't know. This just looks bad now with all these bank runs. 1-800-686-2237. The brokers are there till midnight right now because it's not just my listeners calling. It is going crazy because this company's been around for decades and people are really calling right now. So be sure and get your call and get your order in. And make sure you tell them it's the Alex Jones special, that you heard it here, or you're going to be paying higher prices. 1-800-686-2237. Don't wait. Test them out. Call up and buy one coin. 1-800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you for spending time with me.
Hey, it's a pleasure again. Thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. That number, if you want to call, 800-686-2237. Give them a call. Ask them questions. We'll be right back with the Freeman Perspective. But first, Bob Marley and Top Rankin.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now, online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This morning. I love you all that love goodness and life. The evil is growing. There's nothing cute or funny about it. They don't want us to unite against the darkness. Because they are spiritual birds of carrion. They eat and feed off of dead societies, dead cultures. They are the order of death. And again, to everybody out there, I offer you an olive branch. All those that have falsely attacked me, I reach out to you now and tell you the time is too short, the evil is too great. It's time to really focus on the New World Order and warn as many of the people who are still captured by the enemy psychologically and spiritually, who are still in the Matrix. It is time to unlock them now, or the destruction is going to be almost complete. Things are going to be bad regardless, but if we wake up and stand up and fight evil and are bold and have courage now, we have got a fighting chance. But to people in our own movement, now is the time to quit screwing around, join forces in waking people up. And that means we don't all join forces, and that means follow one person or all even totally agree. But it means focus our energies, like our lives depend on it, like this is the 11th hour, on exposing the beast system, the New World Order. Like I said earlier in the hour when I was getting ready to introduce him, was that Freeman, he just goes by Freeman, I've known him, I guess, 8 years, maybe 9 years. He started coming around doing shows with Chris Athanas and others on the local cable channel here. Has a great online radio show, makes great films, made several documentaries, made one with Tex Mars, and I'm told him and Tex may work on making a documentary out of Mysterious Monuments. In fact, I was thinking of you. That's why I thought to have you on when I had Tex on a few weeks ago. I thought, I bet Freeman's going to take this and make a documentary, and I can't wait to see it, about what we're dealing with. And to simplify it, there is an ancient subculture, an ancient secret society. Secret society is just, in a modern term, is an intelligence agency. And what they're doing is they're setting up their world plan, their world system. And their symbols, their language is all around us. And you can learn by studying it what their language is and then what they're planning to do and what's happening in the world. I mean, even if you're an evil person, that means you don't care about others, only care about yourself. Don't realize that that's destroying yourself with that process. This is interesting and important information because in business and in life, this is powerful info. I mean, just from a secular perspective, studying it for the last decade or so, seeing how they operate, I have learned a great deal and have been able to predict a lot of what is going to happen. So for the next hour and 20 minutes or so, we are joined by Freeman of the Freeman Perspective. And I'll give you your website and talk about a lot more coming up in that time with him. Freeman, it's good to have you here, my friend.
It's great to be here, Alex.
You bet. Out of the gates, I want to get something straight because I saw a video or something months ago with you on the web saying, I love Alex, does a lot of great work, infiltrated the Bohemian Grove, great guy, but he keeps saying that the owl at Bohemian Grove is Moloch, and it's not, you know, it's Lilith, and it's this god, and it's that god. And I just want to make clear, Freeman, I know that. The Bohemian Grove guys address it as a male and then as a female, and so because it is an idol they burn kids to, they let the owl, which really isn't an owl, it's just a giant. They call it an owl. They call it a goddess. They call it Moloch in some of their writings and some of their literature when they burn the child. So as you know more about this certain esoteric area than I do, they flip back and forth. So when I was there, I heard them really address it three different ways: a horn god, goddess, the owl that comes to heal. I heard them address it as the being worshipped in Babylon and goodly Tyre, and in their literature they call it Moloch. So it's become somewhat of a controversy. I just wanted to make that clear.
Right. Well, I absolutely understand that, and their symbolism is somewhat confusing to us because, well, they're a society with secrets. But we got to understand that this is the reason our capital is known as the District of Columbia. Who is this goddess? Who is Columbia? We have all of the Columbia Broadcasting, Columbia University, Columbia Records, and no one in America has any clue as to who their goddess is or that they even have one.
Where should we start today? Let's start with who Freeman is, and if you want to tell folks your full name, that's fine. If you don't, you can just stick with Freeman, and then go over your awakening process, your family, and then let's get, first off, into who the New World Order are, what their mindset is, and then how they control us.
Absolutely. Well, I've been Freeman for so long that I don't know how to answer anything else. I got into this as a young child, studying different esoteric adventures such as the pyramids or extraterrestrials and things of that nature. And as I got deeper and deeper into this study, I came finally across the Freemasons. This wasn't until I was in college. And when I was in college and started to understand this secret society, I realized very quickly that my father was involved. So I started discussing this with my father, and I found out that he was worshipful master for the Kaiserslautern Lodge, Freemasonic German Lodge. And not only as this, he was chasing flying saucers for the government. Now, the only thing my dad ever said to me about that was, yeah, flying saucers are real. He was very closed-mouthed about all of this. It was only when I discovered it for myself that he gave me any clues whatsoever. So here's my dad, worshipful master of the Kaiserslautern Freemason Lodge, who was building nuclear missiles for Martin Marietta, was on Killer One submarine with Jimmy Carter, and also chasing flying saucers in Project Blue Book. So I had to come at my reality from an entirely different perspective. It wasn't, is this going on? It's what's going on. It was more, I had to get deeper into these more esoteric ideas and not such the political.
Absolutely. And, of course, your website is thefreemanperspective.blogspot.com, or just Google Freeman and, you know, New World Order, and it'll come up for you. Let's get into, the sum of your research, your study, who the globalists are, who the Illuminati are, who the New World Order are, what their highest councils are, how many of them make up the, their great white brotherhood or their penultimate brotherhood of the serpent. And then why they want to turn the world into what they're turning it into, and what that world is going to look like.
Now, I began with a study of corporate logos, with trying to understand what all of these signs and symbols around us meant and where they came from. And as I studied into this, I quickly realized that each of the corporate logos that we see daily are references to the inner rituals of Freemasonry. So you have your star of Texaco and your shell of Shell. These are symbols of Lucifer. These are the same symbols you'll see of the Statue of Columbia out in front of the UT Capitol or UT campus. We have our goddess Columbia sitting there with a star and a pentagram, or a pentagram and a shell.
Just like we see Obama with the rising sun, or we have the torch that symbolizes the new day, the morning star Lucifer.
Everything, yes. And you can go through it again and again and again, going through Hollywood. Phoenix Pictures uses the Lucifer, which is a friction match, as their logo. They do film on genetic manipulation, on child labor camps, on starring Sigourney Weaver, Arnold Schwarzenegger. They do movies on Hitler Love, written by Stephen King. And all of these movies come through one production company that has Lucifer, which is a friction match, which becomes the rising sun as their symbol. So as I was going through these different symbols, and I came up with Phillips 66. All right, what does that mean? Well, what I've researched and discovered is that
Kabbalah.
Freemasonry is Kabbalah, and 66 is the number of the dark side. And so I'm looking at Phillips 66, and I realize in Kabbalah is the ancient Hebrew mysticism.
And that's why 66 is the dark side number, then combined with a man practicing it is 666.
Exactly. And you get to this with the symbols that we'll see in Volkswagen. So in Hebrew, 6 is V. And so when Hitler came to power through the Thule Society, through this occult agenda, his war machine, the Volkswagen,
double V,
took on the double V, but the two V's interlaced, making a third V, making 666.
And then they say 666, 666, because they double the W.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then, of course, for those that don't know, it's mainline history. Hitler and the double thunderbolts in runes means Lucifer falling to earth. I mean, just everything they did. They admittedly have the SS castle chopping SS people's heads off to portend things. I mean, whether you believe in this or not, they do.
Yes.
And you've got, the Deputy Fuhrer parachuting out of his airplane over the castle with all these runes and magic amulets, Rudolf Hess. I mean, it just, and then they grabbed him real quick.
Yes. And as we start to discover these Kabbalistic symbols and realize that, I used this knowledge of the 66 to predict W being railroaded into office. I knew that they were calling him W for a reason. And it was at this moment when I realized that I had made this connection. I knew that that would be the year that they would instigate the false flag terrorist event. We know
and his father, in two separate speeches on 9/11 years before, they kept saying it's going to come forth because they believe they do the ritual, but then by the public symbol, that's the lesser magic or the doorway bringing the power in. You want to explain that to people?
Well, exactly. It was the same with like Hitler's prestidigitation when he would stand before all of them with the big wall of light and have them all compacted in a religious frenzy. You know, this is reality manufacturing. It is a way of instilling a mindset pattern programming into us. And so they know about these things. They have been doing this type of intelligence for decades or millennia, and they are very masterful at this. But now, as we look into this picture, and as I was saying, we have our goddess Columbia, but we got to take this all to Hebrew to understand the Masonic connections. And so in Hebrew, the goddess is known as the Shekinah or the Shekinah. And so when I saw that this Shekinah campaign was coming out, and then, of course, we put Saddam Hussein in power, and he's announcing he's Nebuchadnezzar reincarnated.
He was saying that publicly.
Absolutely.
He's totally out of his mind by believing this. They all believe it. It doesn't stop there. You have Bush always saying, we're going to bring order out of chaos. He even says one of their main maxims, he said it repeatedly. I mean, they also believe that they need to manifest it. Why in this black magic is what we're talking about? Why do they believe it's so important to tell you, like when Bush said twice, I'm going to be a dictator, it's going to be a lot easier, when he's always saying, I'm going to bring order out of chaos, or he'll get up and say, yeah, we're going to have a draft, and then laugh and say, I mean, no draft, and then smile. I mean, you can see them doing all of this.
Now, the thing that I've gathered from all of this is the power of free will. And as I've looked into Freemasonry, looked into the occult practices, I've seen that what you must do, I mean, the first thing you say when you walk into a Freemason temple is that you come of your own free will and accord. And so it is this free will that you must give up. And I believe that this is the spiritual key that's hiding in the midst of it all, that we must give up our free will. And so they put it in front of us.
And that's what the Bohemian Grove ritual, I mean, there's lots of parts to it, but just like they take something from Faust, something from Babylon, something from Greece, they bring in the Canaanite god Moloch, the bull Lilith, the owl. They do all of this, and and that one part about Dulcair is where they lock your conscience in the box, and it's a ritual to take their conscience away. And people say, oh, that's just a theatrical thing. No, I was with those 1,000-plus men. They were in religious ecstasy.
Yes. And they bring this stuff before us. They do high-profile rituals right in front of us constantly. Now, a lot of people don't recognize that, well, back with the shock and awe, of course, that was a ritual of theirs, but many people died in this. But the shock and awe comes down, strikes Nebuchadnezzar, Saddam Hussein, using the mother of all bombs, which is the Moab, and I challenge you to go
look. Yeah, they even call it the Moab.
Exactly. Go look in Isaiah and see who Lucifer was, and that was Nebuchadnezzar. And who was Nebuchadnezzar taken out with but by the Moabites? All right, so the Shekinah comes down, strikes Nebuchadnezzar using the Moabs. This is ritual, ceremony. This is not warfare, and all of our people are dying in the middle. Now, they use these high-profile rituals in front of us constantly.
And they also believe that they can't just only kill the enemy forces, because in the Illuminati, they believe in this balance. And we see the Illuminist, with Star Wars, where the good guys are trying to bring balance to the force. They believe it's not right for our soldiers to not die. So they use DU, and they give a certain percentage shots that are going to kill them. You understand that, troops. They believe in balance. They're going to kill you. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And if you realize in that Revenge of the Sith, that when they took out the Republic and announced the Empire, it was upon Execute Order 66.
Execute Order number 66.
Which is W.
Which is Dark Side.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's all right there in front of us, but it's all coded in this Kabbalistic esoteric event. Now, I was at the WTO IMF protest after the Seattle fiasco. Right now, people are talking about the rainbow attack. Well, let's think about Seattle when they attacked all of those protesters against WTO IMF. I went to Washington, D.C. and said, do that to me. And as I was standing there, I walk up on a line of riot squads that had blocked 600 people in the middle of a street. And they arrested all of these 600 people that were little old ladies, little boys, zip-tied them all, put them all on city buses, on school buses, hauled them all away. 14 hours these people were held without bathrooms, without water, for nothing, for walking down the street. Now, there were 1,000 of us on the other side of the police line. They're not bothering with us. They had trapped these 600 in a
minute. No, they admittedly, and I've been there in New York and everywhere and seen it, they will just randomly get a group. It's all about training, taking them to the facility. Exactly.
Now, what I did, now with my information, I was yelling at all of these officers in their riot gear, you know, yelling about these people's rights and how they were just offensive and are you American? And as I saw, I got no response from these you know, bullies at all, these jackbooted thugs. But what I did is I pulled out some of my Freemasonic knowledge, and I yelled to these officers, how many of you are widow's sons? Which is a code word for Freemason. Alex, I got their attention then.
Oh, yeah.
They all looked at me. All the riot squads, the officers, everyone standing there was a widow's son. Every single one of these men was a Freemason that was holding these American people in the middle of this.
And how dare them claim that they are like George Washington, the Masons of old, when they are there violating what our forefathers fought and died for.
Absolutely.
So there's been a shift to order number 66.
Exactly.
Execute order number 66. Bring in the dark side. Kill the younglings.
Yes.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Keep on riding, riding on through.
Freeman is our guest. My websites, of course, are PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, GunsReport.com. We have redesigned PrisonPlanet.com, but if you like the old PrisonPlanet.com, just go to classic.PrisonPlanet.com or click on the big fat banner on the front of PrisonPlanet.com, and we update the old main page every day just for you. The forum is down today because out of all of our servers, that's the one server that's down that has the forum on it. And we're working like the devil, as they say, to get that back up. Freeman, we were just talking during the break, and I've checked this for myself. The cornerstone of the Twin Towers laid on 9/11. The cornerstone of the Pentagon laid on 9/11. All the Masonic things dealing with what happened. But we'll get into that in a minute. Go back to the police. So you start talking to them in Masonic. Of course, they're porch Masons. But you can see them doing their evil deeds now, though.
Right.
So they shouldn't claim they're the good guys anymore. What did they? I mean, what else did you say? What happened?
Well, at that point, I kind of ducked. When I noticed that I had really gotten their attention, at that point, I just kind of was like, oh wow, okay, I know what's going on here. Now, as far as porch Masons go, my father, being the worshipful master within the lodge, he told me, well, you know, I don't really like all the gobbledygook of the Scottish Rite. So here's a man who is running the rituals, who is doing the ceremonies for the initiations, and he doesn't have a clue as to what they mean. You know, it's something that they don't research themselves. There's not many Masons who are going to go in and try and understand Kabbalah.
Well, if you tell a Mason that Albert Pike, who's hanging on all their walls at the lodge, said, I worship Lucifer, we are Lucifer worshipers, we're going to murder everybody in World War III, we're going to have three world wars, he said that 120-something years ago, they'll just tell you you're a liar until you pull it out, and they'll freak out. Or if you tell them Manly P. Hall says you worship Lucifer.
Right.
And they'll say, no, and then you show them, they go, whoa.
Yeah, yeah, and I get deep into the different Masonic
studies. I mean, it's simple, folks. Devil worshipers run things. I mean,
yes, it's true. It's true. Their god, Lucifer,
he gives power to those on the earth. I mean, they figured that out 2,000 years ago when Christ spoke.
Yeah. Well, this is their hermaphroditic god, and this is why you'll see the solar symbol, the sun symbol.
In the Passion, the devil is male and female, but go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why you see all that confusion with the owl at Bohemian Grove, because they are into this hermaphrodite. And we see a lot of this symbolism in Hollywood, a lot of the hermaphroditic symbolism that comes out with Madonna and Prince. I mean, Prince's symbol is the hermaphroditic symbol of Venus and Mars. Or you have the Star of David, which is on the Scottish Rite Temple in Denver, Colorado, along with the Rosy Cross, the Rosicrucians. The very symbol of Freemasonry, the compass, square, and G, is a hermaphroditic symbol. And so we constantly see these very same symbols to Lucifer, and that's absolutely what they are. And that is who our goddess Columbia is. Because once you realize that we are looking at the goddess out in front of the UT campus, we see the symbols of Lucifer, the pentagram and the shell. Now, the reason these are the symbols of Lucifer is because she is Venus. And these are the symbols of Venus, the shell and the pentagram. Venus, in the dictionary, is Lucifer. And so
the morning star.
Exactly.
Because it's best seen in the morning.
Yes, yes. It brings the sun. And this is the codes that we will see over and over and over again in front of us. Columbia sportswear clothing, their symbol is the canted swastika, right? And then inside you'll see a dove, which is the symbol of Semiramis, or the ancient Sumerian goddess. And so we can follow this goddess from the ancient times on the way up, from Semiramis to Athena to Minerva.
Yeah, from my studies, they do defer mainly to the goddess. This is a goddess cult.
Yes.
All right, stay there, Freeman, back in 70 seconds. Fourth hour, transmission continues. Stand by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.